Brothers and sisters,
一起来读几处圣经。
Let's read a few passages in the Bible.
第一处是在诗篇118篇。
The first passage is from Psalm 118.
弟兄姊妹，若是记得的话，我第一次同你们交通。 这个绑脚头块的石头，我想我们也念过这段经文。
Brothers and sisters, if you recall that in the first sharing, when we fellowship on the theme about the chief cornerstone, we use the same passage.
我想我上次解释了，这个118篇，它不但是弥赛亚的最后的一篇诗篇。
Psalm 118 is not only the last of all the messianic psalms.
它也是一首哈利路亚的诗篇之一。
He is also one of the Hallel, the Hallelujah Psalms.
我想从一百一十篇一直到一百一十八篇, 我想这九篇都是哈利路亚的诗篇。
So from Psalm 110 to Psalm 118, all of them, nine of them, they are all Hallelujah Psalms.
所以我想要纠正一下，因为我上次说一百一十三篇一直到一百一十八篇，实在来说应该从一百一十篇一直到一百一十八篇都是哈利路亚的诗篇。
I just want to make a correction because the last time I mentioned it's from Psalm 113 to 118, but actually it should be from Psalm 110. All the way to Psalm 118, they're all Hallelujah Psalms.
我想在118篇，在我这本圣经上面有一项这个注解，就是这118篇就是为着胜利得胜称谢耶和华的，是为着得胜称谢耶和华的哈利路亚的诗篇。
In my version of the Chinese Bible, that there is a note right at the beginning of the psalm saying that this is a psalm of victory to give thanks to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，记得我上次同弟兄们交通到，主耶稣那一天同门徒是最后一次的逾越节的宴席，我们知道他就把这个逾越节的宴席那个饼那个杯就设立了今天的我们薄饼的那个聚会。
You remember last time I mentioned that at the Lord's Supper that he instituted the breaking of bread and he set up the cup and the bread.
他吃了杯以后，他们就唱着诗歌往橄榄山去。我想，据说，他唱的就是诗篇118篇，为着得胜称谢耶和华，重上。
Took up the cup, then he sang the Psalm 118, and he walked toward Calvary, and also towards the Mount of Olives, and this is the Psalm of Victory to give the thanksgiving to God.
好，我们还是来念两段。
We will continue to read two more portions.
我想第一节就是说到，你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。这里有四次提到他的慈爱永远长存。哈利路亚。Oh,
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Verses 1 to 4, four times the psalmist mentions his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
第五节,
Verse 5.
我在艰难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在宽广之地。
I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place.
这里弟兄姊妹特别注意，把我安置在宽广之地。这个英文你去读 set free. 让我得到完全的自由释放。
Please note in verse 5, the Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. In a broad place, in some others rendering meaning to be set free, totally free.
有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？ 在那帮助我的人中，有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见。 那恨我的人走吧。
The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hated me.
好，第八节，投靠耶和华的强是依赖人，投靠耶和华的强是依赖王子。这里有三次提到靠耶和华的名，靠耶和华的名，把他们消灭，完全的消灭掉。
It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And then what follows is three times the psalmist mentions in the name of the Lord three times to destroy them.
第十四节
Verse 14,
耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。在义人的帐篷里有欢呼拯救的声音，耶和华的右手实在大能。感谢神。
The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
二十二节。
Praise the Lord now. Verse 22.
我想我们最注重的可能这一段。
Our true focus is in this passage.
22. 匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中堪为稀奇。这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在其中高兴欢喜。我想上次也解释过了，这个日子就是主日，七日的第一日，就是今天主耶稣复活的那一个日子。
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Last time I explained it to you that this day is the Lord's day, the first day of the week. We should rejoice and be glad in it.
主耶稣已经复活了。
And the Lord has risen.
主耶稣不但复活，已经活在你我的里面。Union with Christ.
Not only has he resurrected, but also he abides in you and me. Now we are in union with him.
我们感谢神，所以我们要欢喜快乐在这一天。
We give thanks to God. That's why we should be glad and rejoice in it.
26.
Verse 26.
奉耶和华的名，这是第四次提到耶和华的名。这里是不是靠耶和华的名？这里是奉耶和华的名。来的是应当称颂的，我们从耶和华的殿中为你们祝福。
Verse 26, this is the fourth time that the psalmist mentioned the name of the Lord, except here it says, in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord.
今天我们来到这里，奉着主的名，靠着主的名，我们都要得到神的祝福。
Today we come here in the name of the Lord, by the name of the Lord. We shall all be blessed by Him.
好，最后我们看28节、29节。
Lastly, we will read verse 29.
你是我的神，我要称谢你。你是我的神，我要称颂你。你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。第五次。提到他的慈爱永远长存。
Verse 28, You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Fifth time that the psalmist mentions his mercy endures forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们再来读一处出埃及记第十五章。
Beloved, we'll now read Exodus 15.
弟兄姊妹，最近我早上灵修读经，就是读出埃及记，我不知道读了多少遍，但是这一次读，我里面有特别的，不一样的一个感受，感谢神。
I thank God that I have been studying Exodus in my morning devotion. I really don't know how many times I have studied, but this time when I studied, I have a different insight. I really thank my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们来念第十五章出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 15。
弟兄姊妹，你知道这一章也是摩西的称颂耶和华，因着得胜而称谢耶和华的一章圣经，同118篇完全吻合的。
Exodus chapter 15 is the thanksgiving written by Moses to give praise and thanks to the Lord because of the victory, and is very compatible with Psalm 118.
你就叫118篇，你就知道118篇很可能是摩西写的。
And if you make comparison between these two chapters, it's very likely that Psalm 118 is written by Moses.
虽然上面没有注解说这是摩西写的，不像诗篇90篇特别注明说这是摩西的诗篇，没有。
Although it's not like in Psalm 90 specified that it's written by Moses, it's not so here in Psalm 18.
但是我念了又念，同这一章出埃及记从118篇，我念了又念，念了念，越来里面又觉得很肯定，不是说肯定了，很可能这两章圣经都是摩西称谢耶和华得胜而称谢耶和华的哈利路亚的一章圣经，同118篇一样的。
But I read these two chapters time and again, and more, I am convinced that Psalm 118 is also a victory song that Moses gave to thank God.
我们来念，弟兄姊妹，特别注意刚刚我念的，叫你们特别念的这几段，通这几段，我们对照一下。
We are now going to read Exodus 15. Keep in mind those portions of Psalm 18, which we just read.
不知道你同意不同意。
I don't know.
我一样的看法，十五章就是摩西的称谢耶和华的哈利路亚的一章圣经。
I don't know if you agree with me that Exodus 15 is actually a hallelujah psalm of victory, a song of thanksgiving.
我们知道我们十五章一共多少节？一共是27节，118篇多少节？29节。所有九篇的哈利路亚诗篇最篇幅最长的118篇，这也说明118篇的哈利路亚诗篇是最丰富的最丰富的一章。
There are 27 verses in Exodus 15 and there are 29 verses in Psalm 118. Out of all the hallelujah psalms, Psalm 118 contains the most riches of this thanksgiving.
你去看诗篇110篇，一直到118篇，最长的就是118篇，其次就是116篇，也不过不到20节圣经。
Among the all the hallelujah psalms, the longest one is Psalm 118. Next is Psalm 116. Nevertheless, it only has 19 verses.
所以我们感谢神，出埃及记十五章也刚好有27节的圣经，差两节。
We thank the Lord that Exodus 15 also has 27 verses, just 2 verses short.
好，我们来念几段啊，弟兄姊妹特别注意。
We'll read several passages. Please take note.
一到三节
Verses 1-3
那是摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌哈利路亚唱歌
Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord Hallelujah
我要向耶和华歌唱因他大大的得胜了
I will sing to the Lord for he has triumphed gloriously
我们刚刚念的诗篇118篇中心就是主耶稣已经从死里复活得胜了撒旦 一切的权势，阴间的权势，死亡的权势，死的权势，罪的权势，都得胜了。
And in Psalm 118, the focus of it is that the Lord has overcome. He has overcome the power of Hades, of sin, of death. Everything he has prevailed against. Because he has risen from the dead.
我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大的战胜，将马和骑马的都投在海中。
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea.
我们刚看见118篇，若是你去看也是一样，他已经伸出他的右手，吞灭了所有的仇敌。
In Psalm 118, the psalmist also said he has stretched out his right hand and has devoured all his enemies.
完全消灭掉了。
He has destroyed them completely.
118篇把他们就像荆棘在火里全部烧毁了。
And he has destroyed them just as the stubble in the fire.
第二句。耶和华是我的力量。
The Lord
我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。
The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation.
刚刚我们念的是不是一样的？
Isn't that the same as the verse we just read?
耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，成了我的拯救。拯救在义人的帐篷中有欢呼，拯救的声音多了，在义人的帐篷中有欢呼，拯救的声音。感谢主，所有这里的歌颂，所有这里的哈利路亚，都是在义人的帐篷中有欢呼，拯救的声音，对不对？
It's just like in Psalm 118, the voice of rejoicing of salvation is in the tents of the righteous. Praise the Lord, because all the rejoicing, all the shouting is in the tents of the righteous.
我们得胜了。
We have overcome.
接下来说，这是我的神，我要尊崇他。这是我父亲的神，我要尊重他。弟兄姊妹，刚刚我们念过吧，不过是118篇是放在最后，对不对？你是我们的神，我们要赞美你，你是我们的神，我要尊重你，我也要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。这是118篇放在最后，这里是把放在前面。
So, verse 15 of Psalm 118 is very much like, chapter 15 of Exodus. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. And then Moses says, he is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God. I will exalt him. If you refer to Psalm 118 towards the end, the psalmist says, you are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华，他的名是耶和华。刚刚我们念的118篇四次提到耶和华的名，他是战士。看见吗？他怎么带领以色列百姓经过红海，所有的追兵，所有的仇敌的军队全部投在海中了。感谢神。
Exodus 15, the Lord, verse 3, the Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name. And in Psalm 118, four times the name of the Lord is mentioned, how he led all the Israelites to cross the Red Sea and all his enemies are overthrown in the Red Sea.
耶和华是我的战士，他为我们征战。
The Lord is,
对吧？有耶和华帮助我们，我们必不惧怕。人能够把我们怎样呢？在帮助我们的中间，有耶和华帮助我们，我们感谢神。
The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And the Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire upon those who hate me.
仰赖耶和华的强势依赖人，强势依赖王子啊，就要依靠耶和华，他为我们征战。
So it's better to trust in the Lord, not to trust in men, not to trust in princes, because he fights for us.
好，我们看十三节。
Now we will read Exodus 15, verse 13.
你凭着慈爱，我们从十二节，你伸出右手，第一把他们全部的吞灭了他们。你凭慈爱领了你所说的百姓，你凭能力引他们到你的居所。
Instead, we'll read verse 12 first. You stretch out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You, in your mercy, have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation.
我们刚刚念的诗篇118篇22节我已经提到了，这是一个最重要的一段经文。匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的。感谢神，这里给我们看到第十三节，你的慈爱，我们看的第十三节，我们十二节，你伸出右手，地必吞灭他们，你凭着慈爱领了你的百姓，你凭能力引他们到了你的居所。这居所在哪里？这个所在哪里？今天的教会，基督的身体，圣城，新耶路撒冷城，也是羔羊的妻。感谢神，神所有的救赎的目的，最终就是达到这个目标。
In Exodus 15, you in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed, and you have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. And as I mentioned before, that Psalm 118, the focus is on verse 22. The stone which the builders rejected, he has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Now, what is the holy habitation of our Lord? It's the church. It's the body. It's the New Jerusalem. It's the wife. And we thank God that he has all accomplished everything to bring us into his holy habitation.
十三节说，你凭着慈爱，慈爱，慈爱，118篇四次提到你的慈爱永远长存。
As Exodus 15 says that your mercy, and then we refer to Psalm 118 four times, the psalmist mentions your loving kindness, your mercy.
十七、十八节，我们继续来看。
Continue to read on to verse 18.
中间我们都不念了，你对照一下，完全是，虽然字句不一样，内容完全一样的。
We skip some verses, even though the wordings might be different, but the contents are compatible with each other.
我们看十七节，你要将他们领进去，扎于你产业的山上，锡安山，神掌权的地方。大卫做宝座的地方，这就是118篇一个中心，一个 focus。
Verse 17, you will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance. This is Mount Zion. This is where the throne of David is.
耶和华就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。耶和华必作王，直到永永。哪里做王？在教会中，举手为。你看118篇，这个22节里面就包含着基督掌权，基督做王。
And also, verse 17 continues, In the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Where does our Lord reign? In the church. And also, it's all mentioned in Psalm 118. He rules as a king.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天是不是能够交通到这整个一段有五个重点，五个焦点是完全是一样的，五个方面。我想今天我们就不提了。等会有时间我就来提。
I don't know if I can share on all the five points, five focuses that are both mentioned in Exodus 15 and Psalm 118.
最后我们来念马太福音。
Now lastly we'll read Matthew.
22章。
Chapter 22.
41节。
Verse 41.
这是主耶稣问法利赛人的一个难题啊，没有一个人可以回答的。今天主若是问我们中间已经蒙恩的，我不知道有多少人可以回答这个问题，根据圣经来回答这个问题。感谢神。
And Matthew 22, the passage we're going to read is a very challenging question, very difficult to answer. The Lord presented it to Pharisees, and I don't know if the Lord should ask the same question to us. Are we able to answer that?
很重要的。
So vital.
若是你能够正确的回答，感谢神。
If you can answer the question rightly, I give thanks to God.
我可以说你是有福的。
I would say, blessed are you.
不但是你是有福的。
Not only are you blessed.
这个问题若是你能够回答，对着今天中间还有不信主的人，你也成为一个有福的人。
But also, you would be able to help those among us who haven't believed in the Lord and make them blessed also.
好，我们来看看。
Now let's read it. Verse 41.
法利赛人聚集的时候
，While the Pharisees were gathered together,
论到基督
，and Jesus asked them.
这里是讲到论到基督。
What do you think about Christ?
Christ 就是神的儿子。
That's the Son of God.
他就是弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
他是受膏做君王的。
He is the anointed to be the king.
他是神的儿子，永生神的儿子叫基督，对不对？
He is the son of the living God. He is called the Christ, right?
论到基督，你们的意见如何呢？他是谁的子孙呢？
Concerning this Christ, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?
谁的子孙呢？
Whose son is he?
他们马上回答了，法利赛人马上就回答了。
Immediately the Pharisees replied,
是大卫的子孙嘛。
The son of David.
耶稣就问了，就说了。
And Jesus said to them,
这样，大卫被圣灵感动，怎么又称他为主呢？不是太矛盾了吗？一面他是大卫的子孙，是大卫的儿子。一面呢，大卫又称他是主，是神的儿子，永生神的儿子，是基督，是作王的这一位，对不对？到底谁大？那当然了，主不知道比大卫要大多少，高多少，珍贵多少，等会我们来解释。所以这个问题不是很难，这个大家对的嘛，对不对？法利赛人讲的不错啊，他是大卫的子孙呢、啊。你打开马太福音，耶稣基督的家谱第一节就讲到了大卫的子孙亚伯拉罕的后裔，耶稣基督的家谱，他不是大卫的子孙吗？那么大卫又怎么称他是我的主呢？
This is quite a contradiction here. Pharisees answer correctly. If you open your book of Matthew at the very beginningthe book says that Christ is the seed of David, seed of Abraham, and also the genealogy goes on from there. But here, why is in the psalm that the Lord, he called the Lord, Jesus the Lord, while he is actually the descendant of the David?
44节。
Verse 44.
主耶稣就用诗篇110篇，这也是我上次同弟兄姊妹我们念过的这一段经文。
Verse 44 comes from Psalm 110. Last time I read it with you all.
主对我主说，主对我主说，我主就是大卫的主，对不对？主耶和华对我的主，这个主就是阿多奈。阿多乃就是永生神的儿子，就是基督受膏作王的这一位。主耶和华亚卫对我的阿多乃说，你住在 我的右边，等我把你的仇敌放在你的脚下。大卫既称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？他们没有一个人能回答一言。从那日以后，也没有人再敢问主耶稣什么问题了。
The Lord said to my Lord, first the Lord, Jehovah, said to my Lord, Adonai, who is the Son of the living God, the one anointed to be king. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
父神啊，我们敬拜赞美你。
Father God, we praise and worship you.
众臣们啊，都要抬起头来。
Oh, you gates, lift up your heads.
永久的门户啊，都要被举起来。
Oh, you be lifted up, the everlasting doors.
荣耀的王将要来到。
The King of Glory shall come in.
感谢神，当我们举目仰望你的时候。
We thank God that when we lift up our eyes and look upon you.
当我们的心等候你的时候。
While our hearts wait for you.
我们的王已经来到我们的中间。
Our King has come to our midst.
主，你要将你的荣耀彰显在我们的中间。
Lord, you will reveal your glory among us.
打开我们里面的眼睛。
Open up our inner eyes.
给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom, this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们感谢你，万王之王，万主之主，现在、今在、以后、永在的全能的神。
We give thanks to you, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the God Almighty.
主，你是首先的，你也是幕后的。
Lord, you are the first and you are the last.
主，我们感谢你，你爱我们，用你的血赎我们。
Lord, we thank you because you have loved us. You have redeemed us from our sins with your blood. And you have made us a kingdom to be the priests of your Father. To you be glory and dominion. Lord, you have been delivered up for our transgressions.
叫我们称义得着圣灵
Your reason,
永远的连接
Your reason for our justification so that we will be forever in union with you.
我们感谢主
We give thanks to our Lord.
我们已经死了我们的生命与基督藏在神的里面
We died. Our life is hidden with Christ in God.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
基督是我们的生命
Christ is our life.
主你若显现
Lord, if you appear,
我们要与你一同显在荣耀的里面
we will appear with you in glory.
我们就把余下的时间，我们去举目仰望你
We continue to lift up the following time and to look on you.
主我们需要你的灵
Oh Lord, we need your spirit.
愿主的灵与你仆人与翻译的姊妹同在
May the Spirit of our Lord be with your servant and be with your maid.
也与我们中间每一位蒙恩得救的儿女同在。
And be with everyone who has been saved by grace.
我们感谢主，我们都是锡安的子民。
We thank the Lord for we are all citizens of Zion.
我们也都是天上耶路撒冷的子民。
We are also citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们应当歌唱，应当赞美，满心欢喜快乐。这是主的日子，我们应当在其中快乐欢呼。
We shall sing praises. We shall shout aloud. And this is the Lord's day that we shall be glad and rejoice in it.
主啊，我们感谢你不再纪念我们的罪孽和过犯。
Lord, we thank you that you no longer remember our iniquity and transgressions.
主，你已经把一个新的灵、新的心放在我们里面。
You have given us this new spirit and new life.
你把我们的实心换成了肉心。
You have replaced our stony heart with this heart of flesh.
把你的灵放在我们的里面。
You have put your spirit within us.
叫我们今天能够遵守你的命令，遵循你的旨意。
So that today we could observe and obey your commands and ordinances.
主，今天我们成了何等的人，都是你的恩所造成的。
Oh Lord, What have we become of today? It is all because of your grace.
按照你丰盛的怜悯爱我们的答案，当我们还死在过犯中的时候，你叫我们与基督一同复活。
According to the
一同活过来，一同坐在天上。
According to the multitude of your loving kindness and according to the great love with which you loved us, while we were yet dead in sins and transgressions, you have made us alive together and sit together in the heavenly places with Christ.
我们都要唱得胜的。
Our Lord, we will all sing this victorious song.
靠着你，我们也能得胜。
By you, we can also overcome.
万王之王，万主之主，你已经得胜。
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, you have prevailed.
把余下的时间交托给主。
Commit the following time to you, our Lord.
我们等候你。
We wait upon you.
仰望你。
Look unto you.
来到我们的中间。
To come to our midst,
光照我们,
enlighten us,
启示我们,
reveal us to us,
写作你的话, 写作你的饼杯,
through your word, through your bread and cup,
让我们里面的眼睛明亮过来,
so that our inner eyes will be brightened,
里面再次活了起来,
and once again our hearts will be quickened and be kindled.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord,
祷告祈求。
We ask and pray.
是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，这是第二次同你们交通的，绑脚的头块石头。
Praise the Lord, and this is the second time we share on Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone.
弟兄姊妹，还记得上一次我们给你们念了110篇。
Beloved, you still recall Psalm 110 last time I read to you.
我们把它与诗篇118篇把它并起来。
We put it side to side with Psalm 118.
我上次讲了，有弟兄认为110篇是整个诗篇150篇中间最高的、最伟大的、最奇妙的、最荣耀的一首诗篇。
I mentioned last time that some people think Psalm 118 is the greatest, the highest, the most glorious, the most marvelous psalm of all the psalms.
不错，这篇诗篇，我们看见这里启示我们主耶稣弥赛亚的八方面的特征，启示弥赛亚的八个方面的那个特征。
Yes, indeed, we see that from Psalm 110, we see the eight are different characteristics of the Messiah, the Christ.
我已经讲了有四个方面，你们还记得？
I mentioned four of them already. Do you remember them?
就是从第一节、第二节包含了四个方面。
They are contained in verses 1 and 2.
我们知道，第一就是他是神的儿子。
First, he is the Son of God.
因为神已经把他右手高举起来。
Because God has exalted him to his right hand,
证明他是神的儿子，已经从死里复活。
Proving that he is the Son of God through the resurrection of the dead.
他已经死复活，已经升天，这是第二个特征。
The second characteristic is that he died, he resurrected, he ascended.
第三方面，他得胜了。
The third is that he overcame.
我们知道还有第四个方面。
The
fourth,
he is now sitting on his throne. He rules as king.
接下来我们还有四个方面。
Next, we will continue to see four other aspects.
第五个方面，他是战士，对不对？在你掌权的日子，一百一十篇，他说，在你掌权的日子，若是你看小字，就是你行军的日子。行军就是带领军队。在哪里征战?
In the fifth characteristic is that in the day of your power, that he is a warrior. This power in his another rendering is marching. So he is leading all these people and as a warrior.
这是第五个方面。
This is the fifth characteristic.
第六，我们知道他是祭司，对不对？接下去你读。
And we will explain on that later on, but sixth is he is a priest.
他是按照马基西的等次做大祭司的。
He is a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
你这下看出来，他还要再来，他还要做审判的神，审判的主。
And you see, next is that he will come again. He will be the Lord of Judge.
他不但要审判活人，他还要审判死人。
Not only does he judge the living, but also he judges the dead.
我想新约里面最少有三次提到他是审判活人、死人的主。
In New Testament, at least three times, our Lord mentions that He is the Lord who judges not only the living but also the dead.
但是这个八个方面，若是没有诗篇一百一十八篇，两个方面加起来，这一篇不能算是最高、最伟大、最荣耀、最美妙的一篇诗篇。
But there are two aspects in Psalm 118. If you do not combine them together, then Psalm 110 cannot be regarded as the most marvelous and most greatest, Psalm of all.
因为118篇最终点我们看到的匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头，对不对？这个头块石头就是建造神的教会。
Because in Psalm 118, the focus is that the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and the chief cornerstone is used to build the church.
它不但是建造教会的材料，它也是建造教会者。
So the chief cornerstone is not only the material, but also the builder of the church.
我想上一次已经同弟兄姊妹交通了这一方面。
Last time I shared on this aspect already with you.
我想今天我们一开始特别注意的就是主耶稣问法利赛人的那一个问题。
But today, from the very beginning, we want to focus on the question that Jesus poses to Pharisees.
主耶稣特别提到了一本一十篇那一段话。
Because,
主对我主说、你坐在我的右边。
Because Jesus particularly mentioned Psalm 118, sit at my right hand.
等我把你的仇敌放在你的脚下。
Until I make your enemies your footstool.
我们怎么来解答？他既然是大卫的子孙，那么大卫又怎么称他是主呢？
How do we answer this question? Since he, our Lord is the son of David, David calls him his Lord.
谁比主更大的？
Who's greater than the Lord?
宇宙中间没有比主更大的了。
There
对不对？
is none, in the whole universe greater than the Lord.
我上次用了希伯来书的第一章第一节到第三节，你就看见这位主是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Last time I shared with you on Hebrews verses 1-3, and you see that our Lord. He is the brightness of God's glory, the express image of His person, this glorious Lord.
神早已立他为承受万有者的这一位，万有都是他来承受的。
And God has made Him the heir of all things. He's the very one who is going to inherit all things.
又协助他创造了诸世界，协助他创造了诸世界，万有都是他所创造的。
And also through Him, all the worlds are created by Him. All things are created.
所有包含在世界里的万有，包括人类。万有都是他所创造，对不对？你看哥罗西书第一章，我上次解释过了，很清楚。
All things include mankind. Everything in the whole world is created by him. As I share with you, Colossians 1.
他是受生的，在一切被造之前，他受生的。万有若是没有他，就没有万有。因着他有，所以今天万有人类就有。
He is the firstborn over creation, and because of him, that all things are created. If there is, if he is not there, then nothing is being in existence.
那么大卫从哪里来的？
Then where did this David come from?
大卫当然是他的祖先都是这位造的嘛，是不是？没有他，哪里有大卫？没有他，哪里有大卫的爸爸耶西？没有耶稣，哪里有牛背的，都没有了。
Of course, where did David come from? Of course, David come from Jesse and from Obed. If there is not such a, the Lord, the Christ, then there is no David, neither their forefathers.
他用全能的命令托住了万有。
So Christ has upheld all things by the word of power.
大卫今天能够坐在宝座上掌权，都是那位托住万有的，把他托住在那里。若是主不托住他，大卫怎么能够坐在宝座上做王呢？
The reason that David could sit on his throne is because this Lord who has been upholding him by the word of his power. Otherwise, he could not possibly be sitting on his throne.
这位是神的儿子。
Now, this very one is the Son of God.
他并且爱我们。
And he loves us.
爱我们人类。这些罪人洗净了我们的罪，如今坐在至高至圣者的右边。
He loves us sinners, and he has cleansed all our sins. Today, he's sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
那么我要再要问，到底谁大？大卫大呢，还是这位主大
？So let me ask you again, exactly who is great, David or the Lord?
所以我上次提到了，你应该可以回答了。最要紧的罗马书第一章。第四节这段话，对不对？
I mentioned Romans 1 verse 4, then you should be able to answer my question now.
按照肉体说，他是大卫的子孙；按照圣善的灵说，他从死里复活，以大能，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
This is such an important verse. According to the flesh, our Lord is the descendant of David. But according to the spirit of holiness, he declares to be the Son of God by resurrection from the dead.
按照肉体说,
according to the flesh.
约瑟玛利亚是他的父亲, 约瑟是他的父亲, 玛利亚是他的母亲,
Joseph,
按照肉体说,
according to the flesh, Joseph is his father, Mary is his mother.
并且我们也知道约瑟就是大卫那个根下来的。
And we also know that Joseph came from the root of David.
你去看看约瑟的家谱你就知道。
If you read Joseph's genealogy, you should know this.
玛利亚呢？
What about Mary?
玛利亚也是从大卫这根枝，但是不是直接的，是间接的。
Mary also originated from the root of David, not directly, but indirectly.
她是间接的，但是也是从大卫的后裔有关系的。
Now, indirectly, she also came from the descendants of David.
主耶稣不是肉体，按照肉体说是的，但是他是圣灵生的，是童女玛利亚生的，同亚当没有一点关系的。
So, according to the spirit of holiness, he has nothing to do with Adam because he is conceived by the Holy Spirit.
假如他是在亚当里的，在亚当里众人都死了，
Because if he is in Adam all died.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以我们现在知道了，按照肉体说他是大卫的子孙，但是按照圣善灵说不是的，他是神的儿子。从亘古一直到永远，他就是神的儿子。
Now we know the answer. According to the flesh, he is the descendant of David, but according to the spirit of holiness, he declares to be the Son of God through resurrection from the dead. He is the Son of God from everlasting to everlasting.
启示录，圣经最后的一卷，最后的一章，主耶稣他宣告。他说我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。看见吗？他又是大卫的根，他又是大卫的后裔。根就是说他就是人，他就是神子。按照后裔来讲，他就是肉身生的，是大卫的子孙。清楚了？
In the book of Revelation, last chapter, our Lord Jesus declares that he is the root of David, which means he is the Son of God, the descendant of David, which means according to the flesh, and then he is the bright morning star.
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天 我们传福音，我上次也提到了，传耶稣基督的受难为我们钉十字架是非常的重要，但是不要忘掉，我们要传宣告他的复活，从死里复活一样的重要。
Beloved, last time as I shared that it's very important to talk about the suffering and his salvation on the cross, but as important also is his resurrection from the dead. This is extremely crucial.
今天传福音你去听一听，能够传注重在主耶稣怎么为我们死，为我们受苦，怎么钉在十字架上，已经讲得非常非常少了。若是要讲主耶稣从死里复活，今天已经传福音就更少更少更少提到主耶稣的复活。
If you listen to all the gospel messages, it's rare already to hear about the suffering, the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus, but even it's even more rare if you could hear about the message regarding his resurrection from the dead.
有些人专门传十字架，十字架，十字架，是的，很重要。就像保罗曾经讲，我不自闭的，我只知道基督并他钉十字架，钉十字架，是的，这个信息我们一定要好好的传。耶稣基督怎么为我们死，怎么爱我们，为我们钉十字架，为我们流血。
And a lot of people emphasize on the message of the cross. Yes, indeed, this is so very important. He loves us so dearly. He died for us, crucified for us, and suffered for us.
但是你不要忘到保罗前面这句话，我不自闭的，我只知道传基督并他钉十字架，谁是基督？从死里复活，显明他是神的儿子。所以我们一定要传主耶稣基督的复活，他就是神的儿子，他就是弥赛亚，他就是基督，对不对？我们不要把前面那个基督忘了。
But Paul also says that I know nothing except Christ and him crucified. Then who is this Christ, the resurrected Son of God? So while we share the gospel, we also have to emphasize that He has risen.
哎呀，有人说今天是二十世纪了，还在讲主耶稣复活，看得这么重吗？不是当初初期的教会，他们的确，彼得也好，保罗也好，他们传福音一定讲主耶稣的死，也一定讲主耶稣的复活。
Some people say, do we still have to emphasize this so much as the early apostles, when they talk about the Lord Jesus' death, His resurrection?
今天二十世纪，我们还要讲主耶稣基督的复活吗？大家都知道了，我们还要讲吗？
Today we are in the 21st century. Everybody knows about the Lord's resurrection. Do we still have to talk about it?
弟兄姊妹，这个末世我们更重要的、更注重的要讲主耶稣基督的复活。他是神的儿子，他是弥赛亚，他是基督。
On the contrary, beloved, we are now in the very end time. We should emphasize.All the more that he is the Son of God, he is Christ, he is the Messiah, he has risen.
为什么？
Why?
这个时代，人所注意的是科学。
Because in this age, what people emphasize is science.
今天末世，我们知道人所注意的是知识 ,knowledge, 头脑里面的知识。
In these last days, what people cherish is head knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们更重要要讲人不可相信的主耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
So brother and sister, this is why it's more important for, to share, to declare the resurrection of our Lord from the dead, which most people do not believe.
当时候使徒们传耶稣基督复活，就有许多的人在那里嘲笑啊。
When apostles preach on the resurrection of our Lord from the dead, a lot of people laugh at them.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天末世我们不要忘掉传福音。
Brothers and sisters, now we are in the end time, and don't forget to share the gospel.
我们刚刚念，为什么要念？用这么多的时间念？第一次，我们的彼得起来五旬节传福音。 我们刚刚念的这一段，我想你们都记得。
Why did I spend much time on Acts chapter 2? Such a long passage about Peter's preaching.
三次提到主耶稣的受难。
In that message, three times Peter mentioned our Lord's suffering, crucifixion, and death.
三次提到主耶稣的复活。
Then again, three times he mentions our Lord's resurrection.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这太重要。他最后说，以色列啊，你们要确实的知道，你们钉十字架的乃为主耶稣基督。
That's why toward the end Peter says, Oh, the house of Israel, know this assuredly, that the one you, Jesus, you crucified,
神已经立他为主为基督了。
God has appointed him to be both Lord and Christ.
大卫并没有升到天上。
David never ascended to heaven.
但是主这么对我主说，你坐在我的右边，当仇敌做你的脚蹬呢？
But why is it my, David says, my Lord said to, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
所以你就看到许多人听了这个话就觉得扎心了。
And that's why when a lot of people heard Peter's message, their hearts are pierced.
五旬节那一天，我们的父神啊，我们的主耶稣已经被我们的父神的右手已经高举。
On the day of the Pentecost, our Father has highly exalted our Lord Jesus.
把他所应许的圣灵，就是你们现在所听见的、所看见的，浇灌下来。
And he, our Lord, has received the promise of the Holy Spirit. And this is why, that on the day of Pentecost, they heard and they saw whatever happened.
圣灵感动了他们。
And the Holy Spirit moved them.
圣灵启示了他们。
The Holy Spirit put revelation in them.
原来他们钉十字架的主耶稣，可能在这个三千人中间，很多在那时候说钉死他，钉死他，我们不要他做我们做王。他们现在觉得扎心。
And among the 3,000 people, probably there were a lot of those who said on that day, crucify Christ, crucify Jesus, away with him. We do not want him to be our king. Now their hearts are cut.
他就问彼得说，彼得，我们当怎么做呢？我们做什么呢？
Now they ask Peter, what shall we do?
悔改。
Repent.
奉主的名。受洗
and be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
使你们的罪得到赦免，你们就得到所应许的圣灵。
So that your sins will be forgiven and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，我们看见这一天有三千的人。
So here this day we see 3,000 people.
你再念下去，几次的传福音。彼得都是讲到这一方面。
If you continue to read it on, in other message sharing, God, Peter said about the same thing.
从十三章就是保罗起来传福音，每一次三次也提到，他都是讲到主的死，讲到主的复活。
And even from Acts 13 and on, when Paul stood up to share the gospel, he always talked about the Lord's death and then his resurrection.
我已经讲了三次，我也提到了。我们的主耶稣从死里复活，证明他就是神的儿子。
As I mentioned last time, that through the, his resurrection from the dead, our Lord declares that he is the Son of God.
给我们一个可信的凭据。
And this is a trustworthy evidence.
你不讲主耶稣的复活，人怎么信啊？他信什么东西啊？
If you do not talk about resurrection, how could people believe? What is that they believe?
所以我刚刚特别用了马太福音二十二章这个问题啊，何等重要！今天来讲。
That's why I talk about the question in Matthew 22. It's so very crucial, even to today.
能够认识耶稣基督到底是谁
？That you should be able to know who Lord Jesus Christ is.
从死里复活一大能显明他就是神的儿子。
He declares to be the Son of God.From the resurrection from the dead.
太重要了，对着信的人太重要了，对着不信的人也太重要了。
This is both essential to the believers and non-believers.
我们今天若是能够更相信、更深的认识主耶稣基督是神的儿子，已经从死里复活的话，我们真是 蒙福了。
Today, if we're able to believe deeply that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, He has been raised from the dead, then we are truly being blessed.
今天很多神的儿女只是头脑里面相信主耶稣已经复活了，只是头脑里面相信他就是神的儿子。
So many people in their head, they believe only that in their head that Jesus is the Son of God, He has been risen.
好像这是知识上的认识。
They understand this simply by knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，你记得马太福音十六章我们很熟的一段经文。
Do you remember Matthew 16, which we all are very familiar with?
在该撒利亚腓立比境内。主耶稣对这些门徒问主门徒说你们说我是谁对不对
In Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples, Who do you say that I am?
有人说我是以利亚有人说我是施洗约翰有人说我是耶利米我是先知里的一位那么你们说我是谁呢
First he asked what other people say about who Jesus is and then some people answer you're Elijah and you're one of the prophets but then Jesus asked them who do you say that I am
感谢神,
we thank the Lord what does Peter answer
永, 你是基督永生神的儿子
you are the Christ the son of the living God
哎呀主耶稣马上对这么对他说西门巴约拿你是有福的
What
这不是血肉指示你的、是天上的父指示你的你今天认识我是神的儿子从死里复活
What does the Lord immediately answer Peter? He says that Simon son Barjona son of Barjona that blessed are you. This is not being given to you by flesh and blood, but it is the Father who has revealed this to you in heaven. Today you have come to know that I am the Son of the living, Son of the living God, and I am the Christ. Have reason.
对着不信的人讲，我今天稍微提的时间已经差不多。对着不信的人讲，你有福了，你若认识。耶稣基督是神的儿子罗马书第十四章讲得非常的清楚你若是口里认耶稣基督是主什么是主啊我已经讲了阿多奈他是基督永生神的儿子他是弥赛亚做王的对不对这是主
Now even to those who do not believe in the Lord according to Romans chapter 10And if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus what is Lord I said already Adonai He is the King. He is the Son of God.
心里相信什么？他从死里复活了，你就得救了。因为你心里相信，就能够称义，口里承认，就可以得救了。哎呀，蒙何等大的福分！
And if you believe in your heart that He has risen, then you will be saved. Because with the heart that you are justified with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
这方面我就不多提了，对着不信的人，今天不是传福音。
Today I'm not preaching the gospel, so that's all I will be talking about.
我是主要对我们中间已经相信的。已经接受相信主耶稣是主也相信他从死里复活的
My burden is toward those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ knowing that he is the son of the living God
你若真认识这是神的儿子
If you truly believe that know that he is the son of God
这世界是借着他造的他用全能的命令托住了万有他也是承受万有的他又爱你为你舍命为你挂十字架他如今就坐在神的右边万切都要跪拜万口都要称颂这位主
If you know that he is the heir of all things are made through him, and he upholds all things by the word of his power, and he loves you, then every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord.
你有这个启示吗？你有没有这个看见
？Do you have this revelation? Do you have this insight?
他就是首先的，他就是幕后的，
he,
他是曾活的，他曾死过，现在又活了。
He is the first, he is the last, He was dead. He came back to life. He is the living one.
他曾死过，为什么？为你，为我。
Why did he die once for you, for me?
现在复活了，掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Now he's risen. He controls the keys to death and to Hades.
他已经从死里复活，胜过了一切执政的、掌权的、住址的、在位的、今世的、来世的，都超过了。你认识吗？
He is risen from the dead. He has surpassed all the principality and power and might and dominion, things of the present and things to come. Do you know him?
彼得前书第三章最后的一节，你记得吧？
1 Peter chapter 3, the last verse, do you remember?
前面讲到我们的主怎么曾经下过阴间，我上次第一讲我讲到他从最高的第三层天一直一直一直降卑到最最的地底下第三层的地阴间，对不对？
And before this last verse, Peter first talked about how our Lord descended from the highest place of heavens, the third heaven, all the way down to the lowest part of Hades.
我们感谢主，彼得前书接下来最后的一节他怎么讲的？
We thank the Lord. What's the last verse Peter says?
他已经进入天堂，其实中文讲的天堂没有堂，就是进入了天的，升了高天的。
Our Lord has gone into heaven.
神的右手已经把他高举在他的右边了，对不对？
And God's right hand has highly exalted him.
所有的天使，所有掌权的，所有有能的，都顺服伏在他的脚下了。
All angels, power, authorities have been made subject under his feet.
你若是认识他，你还怕吗？
If you know him, why would you be afraid?
你今天成了何等人？你不是属于他的，归于他的吗？
Who has you become today? Don't you belong to him? And you are set apart to him?
你还惧怕吗？
Why are you frightened?
你还忧愁吗？
Why are you worrying?
他是这样的爱你，当你做罪人的时候，他就爱上了你。
He has so much loved you, even when you were a sinner.
你还会忧虑吗？
Would you be grieved?
路加福音十二章，主耶稣讲，连天上的乌鸦，神尚且养活他，他也不种也不收，也不聚在仓库里面，乌鸦他就养活他，你们呢？为什么忧虑？对不对？
Luke 12, we read that even the ravens, they do not sow the plant, nor sow, nor gather food into the barn. And our Father in heaven still takes care of them. Why are you worried then? Aren't you more precious?
乌鸦是最肮脏的、污秽的一种飞禽。在利未记就看到这些都是污秽的，乌鸦是污秽的，神都看顾它，养活它。那么你我是谁啊？
According to,
你还有忧虑吗？还要担心吗？还要害怕吗？
According to Leviticus, ravens are considered the dirtiest, the most filthy of all the birds. Even so, God still feeds them and takes care of them. Then who are you? Then why would not the same God take care of you? Why should you be saddened and worry?
我们在基督里何等的圣洁，对不对？在基督里何等的圣洁，何等的公义，神不顾念我们，先求他的国，这一切都要加给你，不要向外邦人求这些。
And in Christ, we are holy and righteous. So according to what God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
好，我想再花五分钟，你去看马太福音十四章。
And allow me another 5 minutes, and let's read Matthew.
我们知道这一节神节。
14.
Yeah. 马太福音十四章，那个神节是主耶稣在海上行走的神节。去年成灵会 L. Miller 就给我们讲这段的经文，你们还记得去年成灵会。
Matthew 14. Records a miracle that our Lord Jesus walked on the water in the last year's Memorial Day retreat. Brother Ed Miller also shared on this same passage.
哎呀，那一天是四更天呐，门徒在那里摇橹甚苦啊， 哎呀，摇不上去啊，有风又有浪，哎呀，累得不得了，天又是墨黑的，又害怕，又直流汗。
In the fourth watch, all the disciples in the boat was rowing, and the wind was contrary. It was boisterous, and they tried very hard, but they could not manage the boat. They were.
今天的环境实在是非常恐怖啊！
It was truly terrifying, the circumstances.
我们看见主耶稣就在海面上行走，靠近他们。
And here we see the Lord Jesus walk on the face of the water and approaching them.
哎呀，他们一看见，以为是鬼怪嘛，哎呀，已经在害怕了，又看到这个鬼怪了，哎呀，他们怕得不得了。主耶稣怎么对他们讲的？主耶稣说，放心，一定是爱，我是，不要惧怕。
Disciples were afraid already, and now seeing Jesus walking on the water, and they thought it must be a ghost, so they were even more terrified. But our Lord said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. I am."
放心。
Be of good cheer.
放心好像中文你一看放心好像不过是不要忧虑啊。能够放心下来，不，这个字在原文里面就是叫你挺身昂首啊，叫你们面对这样的一个艰难困苦危险的一个环境啊，勇往直前的意思啊。
Be of good cheer in Chinese translation sounds like don't be afraid, just relax, but in its original in Greek it means straighten up, lift up your head and march on.
为什么？
Why?
Because 我是耶和华。
I am. The Lord said it is I, but actually it's I am. I am Jehovah.
他就是那位首先的幕后的掌权的这一位。
He is the very first, very last. He's the one who reigns.
所有的风浪都在他掌管的底下。
All the waves and billows are under his control.
我就是神的儿子，从死里复活的。
I am the Son of God, risen from the dead.
然后他就，我们知道这个彼得说，好吧，你是主，那你就让我走到你那里。主说，来吧。后来我们都知道，他一看环境，马上就撑下去。
And we know the story. And Peter said, if you are the Lord, let me walk towards you. And Lord Jesus said, come. And then Peter, seeing all the surroundings, and he became afraid. He sank.
当主耶稣一上船，整个风浪就平静了。
And once our Lord Jesus got into the boat, all the wind ceased.
门徒怎么样？
Then what about the disciples?
都俯伏敬拜，讲什么？你真是神的儿子。
So all the disciples bowed down and worshiped, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
哎呀，就不怕了。
And they fear no longer.
你看见吧，他们都敬拜了。
Now, you see that? They worship him.
若是今天你真认识这位，他是神的儿子，不但你不怕，要敬拜、敬畏、依靠、侍奉、爱他、跟随他，走这条永生的道路。
Today, if you truly know that the one you believe is the Son of God,then you will no longer be afraid, but even so, you will worship him, love him, serve him, and follow him.
你有福了。
Blessed are you.
最后我用一段圣经，鼓励弟兄，勉励弟兄。
Lastly, I would like to use this passage to encourage you all.
诗篇四十二篇，就是第二卷的诗篇，四十二篇。
And
第五节，第五节。
42 verse 5.
这里有一句话，他说：“我的心啊，你为什么忧闷？为什么烦躁不安？”底下怎么讲？应当仰望耶和华。
42 verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God.
仰望主。
Hope in the Lord.
称颂他。
Sing praise to him.
他是我脸上的荣耀，是我的神的那个荣耀，就是我的帮助。
For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance, The help is also for the glory of his countenance.
到十一节又提了一次。
And then again in verse 11, it's mentioned again.
这篇又提了一次。
And verse 43, the same verse mentioned again.
这篇的背景是怎么写的？
Brother and sister, do you know the background of these songs?
那时候南国北国已经分离了，但是他们都没有，北国还没有被掳。
At that time, the northern and southern kingdom had already split, but the northern kingdom hasn't been carried away yet. We know that one of their enemies is so vicious. It's the Aram's king at Damascus. He often attacked the northern kingdom at one time. He even took captive some of the people.
写四十二篇的就是其中一个被掳到大马士这个亚兰王那里去的。
And Psalm 42 is one of the captives by the King Aram.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想，在这种被掳的环境中间，异乡的地方，他的心情是这样的难过，这样的害怕，这样的忧虑，
beloved,
这样的痛苦，对不对
？Beloved, in this captivity in a foreign land, can you imagine how saddened, how sorrowful, how grieved his heart might be?
但是他这里自己问两个 why.
But here he asked two questions. Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么忧闷？为什么烦躁不安？你应当仰望这位谁啊？你要仰望他。
Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? What should you do? Hope in God.
正像我刚刚讲的第十四章马太福音，你们为什么？对着彼得说，你为什么害怕呢？为什么忧虑呢？当他这个为什么疑惑呢？当主耶稣拉着这个彼得的手，让他从水里拉上来的时候，就讲这个 why， 你为什么，你不知认识我是谁吗？
Just as in Matthew 14, when we talk about Peter, when he was about to sink, and our Lord Jesus took hold of him immediately, andThe Lord said, why do you doubt? Do you know who I am?
感谢神，我想我们今天应该仰望这位主。我们刚刚用的使徒行传第二章，这个彼得就用了这一段嘛，这个马太福音，不是，诗篇第十六篇嘛，我要把你摆在我的面前，你在右边，我就不至于动摇，因此我的心就欢喜，我的灵就快乐，我的肉身就安然居住在指望的里面吧，对不对？求你指引我们这面生命的道路，只有在你的面前我们有满足的喜乐，只有在你的右手中我们有永远的福乐，只有仰望你。
Let's hope in God, just as Peter says in Acts chapter 2, I place you always before me, then I shall not be shaken, and my heart is glad, my glory rejoices, I shall rest in hope. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and also at your right hand is pleasures forever. You will show me the path of life.
今天这个环境是最可怕的环境，最黑暗的环境，最恐怖的环境。
Today we're facing the darkest, the most terrifying, the most horrific environment. Let's hope in God.
他是神的儿子。
Let's hope in the Lord. He is the Son of God.
他已经从死里复活了。
He has already risen from the dead.
他是掌权的。
He is the one who reigns.
哎呀，今天我们都学过车子嘛，当我们在学开车的时候，都有一个痛病，什么病啊？不敢开快，为什么？我们就是注意两旁边的这个车子来来去去。我们刚刚学车子的时候开得很慢，这个教练就教我们一个秘诀，不要看边上的，两边的看什么，往远看，一直看。感谢神，今天也提醒我们，不是说不要看边上的，当然我们要注意，不要太注意周围的环境，仰望这位常施成中的主。 你就什么都不怕。感谢主，我们有福了。
We have all learned to drive a car before, and when you first started driving a car, you were very afraid. All your focus is on how to drive the car right. Then you make sure that you look at your left side, your right side, and then you drive so slowly. But the coach would teach you a secret. He would tell you that.Don't pay much attention to your surroundings. Not that we don't pay attention to surroundings at all, but you should look far ahead of you. Focus should be placed before you. And then this is the same thing with us. That's hope in the Lord. Shall we pray?
感谢主，你是我们的盾牌，是我们的诗歌，也成了我们的拯救。
Lord, we thank you that you are our salvation, our song, and our shield.
在义人的帐篷里面有欢呼拯救的声音。
In the tent of the righteous, there are the voice of joy and also shouting.
主，你是我们的神。
Lord, you are our God.
让我们来赞美称颂你。
Let's come to sing your praises.
你是我们的神，让我们尊崇你。
You are our God. Let's respect you.
我们要称颂耶和华，因为你本为善，你的慈爱永远长存。
Let's exalt you because you are good and your mercy endures forever.
感谢主，你是神的圣者，你是神的圣者。
We thank the Lord. You are the Holy One of God.
你是神的儿子，已经从死里复活。
The Son of God who has already risen from the dead.
你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
You have the word of eternal life. To whom shall we go?
你是我们的神，让我们好好的侍奉你，爱你，跟随你，依靠你。
You are our God. Let us serve you well, love you, follow you, and cling to you.
感谢主，你必快来。
Thank the Lord.You're coming soon.
你是大卫的根，又是大卫的后裔。你是明亮的晨星。
You are the root, the descendant of David, and you are the bright morning star.
感谢主，最黑暗的时候，晨星就要出现。
Thank the Lord, at the darkest time, the morning star shall appear.
让我们忍耐到底，必然得救。
Let us be endure to the end, so that we'll be saved.
就我们像保罗一样的，让我们更多的认识基督。
So, Lord, allow us to be like Paul, to know you more.
晓得你复活的大能。
To know the power of your resurrection.
感谢神。
Thank God.
保守你的教会，带领你的教会。
Watch over and lead your church.
你乃是活石。
You're the living.
被神所拣选，被人所弃弃，被神。
You're the living stone, although rejected by man, but elect and precious by God.
我们来到你面前，我们也都像活石被建造，成为灵宫。
And we're also as living stones. When we come before you, we're being built together a spiritual house of the Lord.
主，我们做圣洁的祭司。
Lord, we are the holy priest.
借着主耶稣基督献上你所喜悦的灵祭。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ, we could offer this spiritual sacrifices pleasing to you.
感谢主，我们即将要擘饼纪念你。
Thank the Lord, we're about to take the bread and cup.
把我们更多的赞美感谢归给你。
So that we could give you even more of our praises and thanksgiving.
唯有羔羊是配。
Worthy is the Lamb.
我们祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
抱歉，今天时间过了一些。
My apology that my
time
is over, and I still have a lot to share until next time.